A congressman says too much dispersant was used in the oil spill. Stay tuned for UnNews. On August 2010, Washington, the Capitol. Congressman Edward Markey berated BP for using too much dispersant in the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. He released a letter Saturday that said, quote, "They carpet-bombed the ocean, and the Coast Guard let them do it," unquote. The dispersant broke up the oil into droplets to more easily be consumed by bacteria, but the EPA insists that the long-term effects are unknown, particularly whether the bacteria are unionized and to what party they tend to contribute. Mr. Markey said, quote, "We don't want this to be another give back to the top 1%, unquote. The Massachusetts Democrat promised hearings in the Armed Services Committee, the most experienced committee in Congress for dealing with carpet bombing. The technique was used in the Vietnam War, but happily transformed jungle into sand dunes, so that Vietnamese don't have to spend their limited funds on vacations to Arabia. The congressman said the committee will focus on the continuing involvement of Transocean and especially Halliburton in the cleanup, whose ships still fly flags bearing the likeness of Dick Cheney. As we previously reported, the EPA rejected the use of dispersants as well as artificial berms and barriers so that this would be one of the cleanest oil spills in the nation's history. Kenneth Green, a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, said that lawsuits and investigations impede communication between the cleanup crews. His recommendation, quote, "Drill, baby, drill, oh yeah," unquote. However, all parties say the billion-dollar blame game is not impeding the cleanup. BP engineer Ryan Urich emailed last week, quote, "Simply, we are all too professional to allow disagreements to affect our behaviors," unquote. Urich added, quote, "My boss has never discouraged me from discussing with another company a BP screw-up that would cost BP additional billions in lawsuits," unquote. Happily, everyone at the EPA and the Coast Guard is professional too, which is why politics is never a factor at either agency. And even Mr. Markey gets paid. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.